We mentioned the church, the conservative Mennonite church. I noticed you wear the white cap, and I know there's people in them. I know there's some people that wear the black prayer veiling, or what do you call it?
Either one. Well, we don't usually call it a cap. It's usually more a prayer veiling.
Prayer veiling.
Mm-hmm.
Or a headship veiling.
Something of the sort, yeah.
Yes. Well, so do the ones that wear the black, does that mean they're not married? I know you're 70-some, so I know you're married.
No, I'm 67.
67? And I've heard the question, well, the married women wear the white cap and the single ladies wear the black cap. Is that the way it is?
No, it's a different denominations that have their particular kind of what they wear. And it's all the same purpose. Of 1 Corinthians 11, where it says of a woman being covered when she's praying or prophesying, and it also shows her submission to her headship. And there's different kinds, and the kind isn't as much as the purpose of it.
Okay, the prayer veiling.
Yes, the purpose of it.
Yes.
Is more important. Yes, more important than the kind it is.
Yes.
But I think different denominations and groups have their particular kind, and it kind of is good because it identifies us of where we belong in our community.
Yes, that's a good idea, good thought too. How is the Mennonite Church, what impact do you feel like it has had on Noxubee County?
I'm not sure that I can really say of what it has had.
Okay. Outside of farming, we know that has had a big impact. Do you have any experience that you've had of people asking you why you wear the prayer veiling or why you dress the way you do?
Yes. I think our separation of dress gives us the opportunity for people to ask us questions that we can then also testify of what our faith is. And I already said what our prayer veiling is about, and our difference of dress is for modesty.
Okay.
And yes, I've had people ask me about it, and I know this wasn't right here in the South, but a minister that came up and asked us questions, and he was very impressed of our dress because he says he thinks that's the way it should be, to be modest, you know. And he probably wouldn't have come and talked to us if it wouldn't be that we kind of stood out from everybody else.
So you feel like your prayer veiling and your dress gives you opportunity to witness.
Yes.
I can identify with that. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Your way of dressing, it's basically a shirt waist dress, cotton, polyester. How did you decide on the pattern? Or maybe that's not a good question. Maybe you probably answered it already. It's kind of a uniform, but it's also for modest dress.
Right, yeah.
And that also keeps us from, you don't have to change your style every season, or?
Don't have to change my style to keep up with what is style. We have agreement of the church of wearing what we call a cape over our dress. Which is also, I had a lady come up and ask me of, where did you get a pattern like that? Well, really, it's just a dress pattern, and then we make like a second waist,
bodice.
The bodice pattern without sleeves.
Yes.
That's about the way it is, and it just fits right with our dress, and it's fastened onto it. And